He's making mention of the fact that the Kepler Space Telescope announced just this week gone that it's discovered Earth's twin. They're calling it actually Earth 2.0 because there is this planet which is 60% larger than the Earth, but very, very similar to the Earth in all of its other characteristics. And so he says, if Kepler's found this planet 60%, again, bigger than the size of the Earth, that could mean that the gravity could be 60% stronger, which would in turn imply the atmosphere might be different from that of the Earth. So what would this mean for the viability of Earth-like life forms? Is, in the same way as there's a habitable zone for temperatures, could there be a habitable zone for gravity? Is there a gravitationally relevant zone for life as well? What might those parameters be? Well, the thing to think about, Simon, is that obviously just because something is bigger than the Earth, it doesn't mean that its gravity is going to be the same amount bigger than the Earth, because it depends what it's made of. Jupiter is some 318 times more massive than the Earth is, but it doesn't mean that you would weigh 318 times more on the surface of Jupiter, because the radius of Jupiter is about 60,000 kilometres compared with Earth's 6,000. And because gravity actually works through a centre of mass and it's proportional to the square of the size of something, then actually you're talking about a mass on the surface of Jupiter actually weighing about three times more there than it would on the Earth. So you can't assume just because something's bigger that the gravity is going to be that much different at the surface, because it would depend what the object is made of and how much its mass is. But one thing to bear in mind here is, regardless of what gravity might do to the atmosphere and the surface of a planet, water, as Ginny was saying earlier, means that things can live under enormous pressures. There are things living 10 kilometres down in the oceans quite happily because they've adapted to do so. And we think water is essential for life anyway. So even if you did have a very, very big planet with very, very powerful gravity, which would mean that you as a human would weigh a huge amount on the surface of the Earth. And incidentally, NASA thinks that if we experience gravity of about four times what we've got on Earth, that would probably render a human inviable, so we just couldn't exist in that environment. If you were a water dweller, then you'd probably have no problem at all, like those fish at the bottom of the ocean. Kat Arney,